Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, Urban Therapy. Let's get it. I said, Urban Therapy. I said, let's get it popping. Let's do that damn thing. Damn thing. Urban Therapy with Sun 7. Urban Therapy, Sun 752. With this daily. Go get 'em is a show. We do this every single day. Every day. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R's, the Daily Go Get a Business Show, all up in your area. And we are ready. Power Monday, all up in your area, the 26th of October, baby. Scorpio up in the house. Speaking of Scorpio, Annette Davis, the number one. What's going on? My Aunt Emily Dunlap is in the house. How you feeling? Thanks for coming on out. It's no doubt. And a Carol Chamberlain, my favorita. It's always a great thing to see ya. And Robbie Ming, my big sis. She sings, she swings, she do the damn thing, no doubt. So, it is Power Monday, the 26th of October, and we are talking about, do we still live in a male-dominated society? I need to know what y'all know. I mean, if somebody was to ask you that question offhand, what would your answer be? Like, if they didn't give you a lot of time to think about it, they said, listen, I need you to give me a quick answer about this. I want to talk about it. Do we still live in a male-dominated society? You might be the type that try to borrow a little bit more time. Like, well, wait a minute. Like, when you say male dominated, exactly what do you mean? What do you mean when you say male dominated? What do you mean domination? What are you saying? What are you saying? Well, I'm going to tell you what we're saying right now. I'm going to tell you what we're talking about. We're going to break it down. We're going to see how it look. How we going to see how it sound. We talk about living in a male-dominated society. And historically, especially in American society, we have lived in a male-dominated society, particularly white males. But I've heard in recent times that black males, I've heard this from black women, of course, you know, black males have been running shit too. And I'm like, now that's interesting, because I haven't known black males to run shit anywhere in American society, or at least not get acknowledged for doing so. But maybe I'm not catching on to something. Maybe I don't know something. Maybe I'm missing the point. Maybe I don't get it. Maybe I don't see it. Maybe I wasn't there. Maybe I'm not listening. Maybe I don't see it. Maybe I'm not there to hear, witness, or be it. Maybe the conversation is something that's beyond the scope of my imagination. Maybe I'm so used to hearing about us being in a male-dominated society that I don't even think about it. The beauty I cannot see, Cherry. What's going on? The beauty I cannot see, Cherry. A Cinderella, Dana Dane. Well, it's the woman, Dana Dane, with fame. How y'all feeling, man? Good to see you. Thanks for coming, too. So, and then David says, yes, we do, because we still have a room full of men deciding on what women can do with their bodies. But do the men really decide what women can do with their bodies? I mean, because we can say a lot of things on the surface, but those men who are deciding what women can do with their bodies, are they winning? Because if they're not winning, I don't see how they're dominated. Every state in the United States allows abortion. So I don't see how those men are deciding what women can do with those bodies. And on the flip side of that, even if you talk about that, well, the men who say pro-choice. Is pro-choice really telling a woman what she can do with her body or not? I mean, no. Is pro-choice giving a woman free reign over what they can do with their bodies? See, abortion is one of those issues. And I tell you, I'm really on the fence about it. I'm not anti-abortion. But I am anti-abortion, because ultimately women decide what they do with their bodies. No man decides that. Men can make all the laws they want. If a woman wants to have a baby, she has that shit, and she don't give a fuck what a man has to say. So, you know, maybe legislatively, we hear that men are trying to decide what women can do with their bodies, but that's just like saying that men or husbands decide if a woman will cook or not. I see a whole lot of women that either don't know how to cook or won't do it. So when I say a male-dominated society, I mean domination. Like what I say goes. Or dominant. Dominant means you have domain. Either you have it in strength of numbers or you have it in strength of influence. So I'll ask again, do we live in a male-dominated society? Because, you know, all that stuff they talk on the news programs, I'm not trying to hear that shit. What matters to me is what I see in real life. Not just my life, but I know a lot of people. And if you want to talk about strength of numbers, women outnumber men 7-1. Black men, 7-1. Or is it 11-1? It's some outlandish, crazy, it was way more women. So, and out of those women, I don't see, especially nowadays, you don't see too many women, you know, breaking their backs to get to do what a man wants them to do. I'm not saying that women do that or no women care about that. But I see women, you know, jumping over other women to serve no men out here. If anything, I see more women out here, you know, trying to be more independent. And we can't deny the presence of, especially the black woman. We can't deny the presence of the black woman in society. I don't know if y'all know this, but black women are the most educated class of people amongst all women in American society. The black women are out there getting degrees like crazy. Whether you're talking about associates, whether you're talking about bachelors, whether you're talking about masters, whether you're talking about PhDs, whether you're talking about in the classroom, or whether you're talking about online. So with women getting that level of education, I can't see them, you know, bowing down, so to speak, to what an uneducated or undereducated man has to say. Not saying that it never happens. And I'm not saying that just because a woman goes to school and gets a good education, good formal education, let me make sure I clear that up, because an education, as far as I'm concerned, is everything that you learn. But a formal education is what you learn in the classroom. The steps you take, you know, from high school graduate to college graduate to higher learning, or should I say advanced degrees. So with women, black women are outperforming white women, Hispanic women, even Asian women. Black women are the most educated class of women out of everybody. Got it going on. Can't be taken away from them. So with that being the case, I'm wondering, where's the domination of males? Where's the male domination, if that's the case? I mean, you know, we can listen to what they say on the news all the time, and that's regardless of what news you listen to. But I don't know. Feminism is running wild nowadays. Feminism is very strong. And then when you talk about feminism, you're not talking about black women. You're definitely talking about white women. They run that feminist movement thing. Black women are just, you know, sort of like the Democratic Party. You know, they use y'all as pawns for their own advancement. But you ain't going to see y'all. Y'all not going to have no presence on the board. You know, they don't need y'all for that. Y'all get to be black feminists, the black feminist movement. Y'all get to be head and chairmen of that, you know, little side movement, a little sub movement, but not in the big leagues. So, and another thing, you know that in the black community. Who's normally nowadays the head of the household in the black community? Now, if y'all say black men, yeah, we gonna fight, because you know you're lying through your teeth. Because most of y'all are surprised when y'all see a male dominated household. Surprised, like, damn. They got a mama and a daddy. And the daddy is strong on some real shit. Because if you go through most blocks in the hood, what are you going to see? Single mother. It shows through our children that there's no male heads of the household. And don't get me wrong, when I say no male, I don't mean absolutely zero male. What I mean is they are not the majority. When we see a two-parent family, that's actually, look at that, black love. Other than that, black love is just having a boyfriend who come over, maybe move in, move out. I'm not here to diss. But don't act like we don't see what we see. Do not act like that. So, like I said, where's the male domination? But we can talk about it. Be about it. Y'all can get on the mic. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know what we like. If you feel some kind of way, I invite you to get on the telephone and say your piece and let it release and let it go out. And we going to make sure that you get a shout. And there's no doubt that I won't interrupt. Am I going to give you a chance to say what you want? Yup. It's 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. It's a daily go get a business show. Call into the show. 319-527-6199. Press number 1, and that will let me know that you would like to speak, and then I will call you out by the last 4 digits of your telephone number. Or if you introduce yourself, then you just, just let it be what it's going to be. You know, no censorship on this show whatsoever. You say it the way you mean it, how you feel it. It's all good. Express your passion in any form of passion, and I hope you talk for a while and it be lasting. We can bust it up. 319-527-6199. So, yeah. I think I have a strong feeling that we are so used to hearing that it's a male-dominated society that we ain't even looking. It's sort of like this is election year, and we be talking about, well, this is a blue state and this is a red state. Like no states can get flipped, like they've never gotten flipped before. Do y'all remember, if y'all remember the presidential election of 1984, that was Ronald Reagan going up against Walter Mondale. It was Reagan's second term that he was campaigning for, and people wanted Walter Mondale to win. Walter Mondale, I believe, was from, where the fuck was Walter Mondale? Let me see. Where was Walter Mondale from?
Mondale was born in Ceylon, Minnesota.
Minnesota. Okay. Walter Mondale was from Minnesota. And in the 1984 presidential election, the only state that Walter Mondale won was Minnesota. The state that he came from was the only state that he won. Ronald Reagan beat him in a landslide. He smacked that ass ridiculously. 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 So, who would have thought that he would only win his own state? So, whether it was a red state, whether it was a blue state, they all became red states for Ronald Reagan. So I'm only saying that to say that sometimes we get used to something being the way that we've heard or that we've seen for so long in our limited coverage that we think, well, no, that has to be the way it is. But no, it's not. There are changes that are taking place that we may not be aware of because we're not there. And even with the internet, we're not going to see every little thing. So when I ask, do we still live in a male dominated society? You know what I mean? I want to know because, you know, from our perspective, we may still live in a male dominated society, but in reality, women may be on the come up like crazy. You know, you look at the office of the president of the United States. Yeah, a woman hasn't held that office yet, but a black man had never held that office before 2008, right? Things don't always remain the same. I'm sure that in 2008, a lot of people who didn't want to ever see a black president probably was like, "Hey, there's no way he could win. We ain't gonna have no black president. You crazy? Well, what happened? How'd that turn out? Or what would it look like when we're on the mic?" what it look like when we're on the mic. Let me see. Annette says, yes, they're winning. Look at what they're doing tonight. They make it harder for women to do what they need to do. Making it hard is not an accomplishment. I don't see how that. I mean, if you look at yourself, what have men stopped you from doing personally? I'm just saying, like, what did you want to do today as a woman that you couldn't do because it's a male-dominated society? I just don't know. Robbie Mink says, there has never been a woman president. There's always men presidents. So in some ways, men still dominate. Plenty of ways men still dominate. Overall, there was a time when there was no question that it was a male-dominated society. A man's world, as James Brown said. But you know, it wasn't a black male dominated society, not even close. No. But now I'm starting to question if white men are totally running things the way that they used to. I don't know. I think it's something that we need to take a look at. So I decided that, hey, let's take no better time than the present, right? Let's take a look at this thing here. Let's take a look at what we got, champ. Kyle Chamberlain says, in government, women are not fairly represented. There are not enough women in powerful positions, and those that aren't treated with the same respect as men. Really? I don't know about that. Because except for the president of the United States, there's a woman in every other branch of government at the head. The Speaker of the House is a what? But I don't even know if you could say that she's not respected by him. She's definitely not admired by him. But he's so disrespectful to so many people, you can't really single out. You know, like even when people say that he's disrespectful to women and whatever, he has a problem with women. Seems to me he has a problem with men too. Because if y'all remember the Republican National Convention, or when the Republicans were running for office in 2015, 2016, he was cutting them motherfuckers a new asshole. He ain't had no respect for none of the opponents, none of his opponents, not one of them. He ain't have nothing good to say about eating, not one of them. Total disrespect from Alpha to Omega. But anyway, so the Speaker of the House is the highest position in government that you can have besides the president. It's the highest. So you have the president and the vice president. That's the same office. So you have the president, the vice president, Speaker of the House, Secretary of State. You know, a woman has been Secretary of State twice, three times. Ooh, shit, three times. You had Condoleezza Rice, you had Hillary Clinton, and then you had the third Rice. No. I'm sorry, she wasn't Secretary. Secretary. Now I just said the shit and I can't remember. That was John Kerry. Obama had John Kerry as Secretary of State the second term, right? Because Hillary jetted because she wanted to run for president and shit. Like, nah, I ain't getting stuck in this office. I'm running again. I don't give a fuck about Obama. Still mad at him for beating me. There will be a woman president one day, and that one day is going to be fairly soon. I think we could definitely see it in our lifetime. I think we could see it in our lifetime. If we lived, if any of us lived to be live for another 8 to 16 years, I'm pretty sure we're going to see that. They're too close. You can't let somebody hang around that close that long and think that you want to keep them out. Hillary won the popular vote by 3 million votes. And she was a shitty candidate. She really was. She was a shitty candidate. That's why she didn't win. When people really didn't want to see her be president. They didn't want Donald Trump to be president, but people ain't want to see Hillary. We was tired of the Clintons. I ain't want to see Hillary. Like, get the fuck out of here. No. Mm-mm. But somebody else, somebody with better credentials, a cleaner record, somebody with less corruption on their resume, less questionable behavior. Oh, yeah. That's going to happen. And the reason that it's going to happen is because women have an awful lot of influence in society. Politically, socially, it was three black women who built or who created Black Lives Matter. Three black women. Now, sure, they were three dykes, but that even shows more female domination. They may not be in charge of it now, but they spearheaded that thing. They are the founders. Nobody can take that away. Can't take it away from them. Regardless of what you think of it, and I don't think highly of it, but you have to respect his power and his influence, regardless of who's behind the scenes really pulling the puppet strings. So it wasn't no male who wasn't no men who developed that. So that impact is strong. Charlene Curry. Charlene Curry. What's going on, Charlene? How you feeling, Charlene? Good to see me, some you. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Let me see. Cal Chamberlain says, but be that as it is, be that as it may, there is still not enough representation of women in power. Okay. And she says, how many black women hold positions in boardrooms of major corporations? You know, I've actually known some personally. One of our go-getters, Annette Long. Yeah, she was one of them. Corporate bigwig. Yeah, she was one of the first six-figure niggas back in the day, getting it. Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, she fit the stereotype too. Unmarried, never been married, no children. She wasn't no dyke though, that's for sure. No. But she'll tell you, she used to talk about it on her show all the time. You know, the family meeting. She used to talk about it all the time. Yeah. Big wig, corporate America, boardroom. She's only one example, but at least that is an example that I know personally. I can reach out and touch. I have a personal phone number. Been around her face to face in her presence. Known her for 30 years. But she ain't the only one. Now, funny you said black women represented in boardrooms. Even if they were represented in more numbers, and don't get it fucked up. A lot of black women are CEOs of major corporations. Like that chick who's the CEO of ExxonMobil, you know, Big Oil. Yeah, black women ain't really no joke. I mean, when you talk about black women, you also have to talk about women as a whole. Okay. Famous female black CEOs.
Chief executive officers frequently mentioned on the web include Oprah Winfrey, Deborah L. Lee, and Tyra Banks.
Okay. Black female CEOs, why few run corporations? But let me see. Okay. These are famous black CEOs. Female. Black female CEOs. You have Linda Johnson. Johnson & Johnson. Zoria Scott, founder and CEO of Canoodle, a dating website. Let me see here. Adrian Brown, Brown's intellectual. Hold on. I'm looking for a specific one. Bancorp. Yeah. Of course. Of course. I shouldn't have said famous because I don't. Ursula Burns, CEO of Xerox. Rosalind Brewer, CEO of Sam's Club. And I don't even see the that wasn't all no more. But I didn't even see the one that's the president of Exxon Mobil. Exxon. Let me see here. One of the only four black Fortune. But these are males. One of the only four black Fortune 500 CEOs just stepped down. Here are the three that remain. No. I mean, y'all good and everything, but we talking about women. Women. Let me see here. Let me see. When Ursula Burns quietly shut off the light to her office as Xerox CEO at the end of 2016, her departure also cast a light on a sad statistic. There are currently zero African-American women running Fortune 500 companies. Burns' appointment at the top job in 2009 had been hailed as a milestone. Suddenly, it looks like an anomaly. When was this? All right, now this article was written in 2017. Come on, man. Get this shit out of here. See, when you go to these damn sites, they want you to subscribe. I'm not subscribing to shit. Fuck out of here. How do you get that out of here? Oh, they won't even let you see it unless you subscribe to this bullshit. Well, fuck you. Get out of here. Not unlocking shit. All right. Well, I want to spend the whole show searching for that. But when we talk about a male-dominated society, I guess it kind of depends on your perspective of it. You know what I mean? It depends on your perspective. You know. Robbie Ming says, men outrank women in the police and fire departments. Good. Shit. I wish police dogs outmanned or outranked policemen. Fuck all. Men outrank women in the police and fire departments, and the men sexually harass them, tease them. Well, you might be right about that. But you know how the no good ass cops are? I'm not surprised. I see why women would want to even be in that shit. But I don't know what you're talking about. Female cops are the fucking worst. Okay, what you say? You know what I mean? They are the fucking worst. Always got a chip on their shoulder like they got something to prove. All that yelling and screaming. What I say, motherfucker? Come on, shorty. This is a routine traffic stop. Okay, I ran the stop sign. The beauty I cannot see, Cherry says, the definition of insanity to me is thinking that a white woman is a black woman's ally. Ooh. When time and time again, they have proven to choose their white privilege. So you're saying that all these black girls, these black women running around thinking that Susie and Megan and Amber are they best friends? They like, oh yeah. I like the way you think, Beauty. I cannot see Cherry. Because a lot of people don't seem to see that. What do you know? T. Carrie Wright is in the place. So good to see you come through. Glad to see your face. And your face is only your image, but it don't matter. Your shit looks good to me, and it gets better. Word. So, oh, they choose their white men over us time and time again. Yeah. You know, Shane. You know, Shane. Word. Okay. All right. Let's see. Okay. Carol Chamberlain says, Nancy is a powerful woman, and that's why 45 fears her and her policies. I don't know if he fears her, but he gives her respect. You know, it took him a while to finally start outright trying to disrespect her. But if you think about it, seeing the way that he disrespects other women, especially black women, you know what I mean? He shows Nancy a little bit of respect by his standards. But I don't know if he fears her. She's a little too wrinkly to be feared. I mean, when you really think about it, Nancy Pelosi ain't nobody to be scared of. She, those weak ass articles of impeachment. You could have done a lot better than that, Nancy Pelosi. That shit was, you fucked up on that. Like, I knew they wasn't going to get him on that. Like, really? That's, and she had to be backed into a corner to get to even do that. Like, that is what it is. Carol Chamberlain says, Pompeo is still bringing up Hillary's emails today. Lock her up. Lock her up. Lock her up. What's up, Naturalista Rap? What's up, Naturalista Rap? Good to see you. Thanks for coming on through. Appreciate me some. You word. Make sure that y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. It's the Daily Go Get a Business Show. We are asking the question tonight, do we still live in a male-dominated society? And then David says, Shonda Rhimes. I don't know if I spelled her name correctly. Okay, was she a CEO of what? Is she ExxonMobil? Is that her name, Shonda Rhimes? Is she sister to Busta Rhimes or Leanne Rhimes? You know, Leanne Rhimes. That's the cousin of Busta Rhimes. And then you got Shonda Rhimes. You know what I mean? They're all related. All right. Shirley, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on? But I am feeling good to see me some. You. Oh, Kathy Hughes still head of Clear Choice Radio? I believe so. I thought she was CEO of Radio 1. Radio 1, I thought, didn't she own that? No? Don't mind me. Carol Chamberlain says, because they have to prove themselves. Oh my, but every black person has to prove themselves. But to kick it like white, like black women don't have it going on in black society, if they don't have it going on, who does? Honestly. The black women in the black community are running shit. They are the most educated. They making the most money. Now, I know that women be always talking about, you know, men make more money doing in the same position than women do. I don't know what women y'all talking about. Because the women I know don't be settling for less. They be like, shit, I ain't working for that little bit of money. I go down the street. And women that I know in black society hold their jobs longer than men do. Men be skipping around and losing jobs here, getting cut out here, downsized over here, got fired for smoking on the job, coming, you passing the drug test. You know what I'm saying? He ran the forklift into the fucking column and shit. And you know what I'm saying? They found weed in the system, coke, and all that bullshit. You don't hear about no women doing that shit. Only time women be getting fired is when they run their mouth. That bitch ain't gonna be saying, she ain't just gonna be talking to me any kind of way. Fuck that. But the women out here are the ones who are running their household. The women out here are the ones owning these condos. The women out here are the ones owning these lofts. The women out here are the ones paying the rent, paying the utilities, making Christmas, Easter, back to school, summer vacations, camp. Tell me I'm lying. Tell me I'm lying. We'd be surprised when we see a man coming through. So if you're not even dominating your own household, where are you dominant? Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that the black man is worthless, because he's not. He's actually very valuable. But not enough of them are living within the parameters of their value. The black men are undervaluing themselves. And I include myself with that. I live alone. Well, my mama's staying with me right now. Yeah, I mean, because you know the little thing happened. And, you know, but my daughter don't live with me. Guess where she lives? With her mother. Her older brother. He don't live with his father. He lives with her. So, who's the head of the household? Who has the most influence? Which way are they going to be raised? Which hand is rocking the cradle, ruling the world? Sometimes we think that just because we're not doing things the way we pictured it, mapped it out, that it doesn't exist, and that's just not right. Just like when these natural chicks out here be talking about these weave chicks are winning. These chicks with the fake eyelashes, the fake titties, the fake butt, the fake everything, fake hair, fake nails, fake drag, fake everything. They out here winning. They winning. They ain't winning shit. They ain't even competing well. You looked at a few girls who got a man that you wanted, because his dickhead ass ain't, you know, he lost in the sauce too much to see, you know, the appreciation of natural beauty. So you talking about they winning. They ain't winning shit. Fuck out of here. Fighting for bums in the hood. Sorry about that, black man. But those chicks ain't winning. They not winning. I'm not even competing. It's real shit. Beauty, I cannot see. Cherry says, female cops are the worst. Also got too much to prove. Also, if somebody had to lift my big ass, I want it to be a fire. Yo, you know female cops are the fucking worst. They are. I done seen him dudes up. Ugh. Like, come on, man. What you doing? And the female COs in jail, them female correction officers. Nonetheless, sure is a lot of female correction officers. Yeah, I'm sure. I know that there are a lot of men too, but females are not underrepresented. Underrepresented. As correctional officers, they're just not. No way. So, like I said, there are females in every branch of government besides the President of the United States. You have female senators. You have female, like I said, the Speaker of the House, woman.
Senators, women. Governors, women. Mayors, women. City council, you know what I'm saying? They, and every branch of government. There may be more men, but you can't say that there are no women. Just can't say it. So perhaps we do still live in a male-dominated society, and you know we're talking about white males when we're talking about a male domination. You ain't talking about our black ass. You ain't talking about nobody's Asian ass. You ain't talking about no, you sure ain't talking about no Latin, Latino, Latinx, or whatever the fuck they call themselves now. What the fuck is a Latinx? I mean, I tell you, the LGBTQ, So now we, I know a lot of situations with women where if there is a heterosexual couple, male and female, a lot of times the woman is making more money. A lot of times. Sometimes it's a problem. Annette Davis says, female correction officers shaking my damn hand. I can't win you this week. So what are you saying? That there are no, or there are very little female correction officers? Oh, maybe in Jersey. But over here in Philly, there's a lot of them. On the local level and the state level, there are a lot. I've known at least a dozen. At least. This is going all the way back toward the 90s. And they were sergeants and shit. They wasn't like rookies and like got in and got out. My ex, super CO. No, I'm sorry. Her cousin was a CO at CFCF. Karan Fromhold. CFCF. That's the local county jail in Philadelphia, CFCF. She worked at CFCF. You couldn't tell her shit. She loved her job. I ain't never known nobody who loved to go to jail that much. Charlene was her name. I love the shit out of Char, though. Char was cool as shit. Charlene was reckless as fuck, and she was a CEO who thought that she was a cop. So every time she would do 140 miles per hour in her little Honda Accord on the expressway, you know that the speed limit for the expressway is 50 miles per hour in Philly. 50 miles per hour, she would do 140. 140. She would get on the expressway, because they have people in South Philly. So they would get on the expressway at Gray's Ferry, the Gray's Ferry exit. By the time she got down to Wissahickon, she had already pushed that fucking Honda Accord to the whole 140. Reckless as fuck. This was before everybody was wearing seatbelts and all of that. It ain't matter. At 140 miles per hour in a little ass Honda Accord, we was going to die. We used to be like, Shaw, why you got to drive like that? Shaw made everybody else go out and get their own car, because ain't nobody want to ride with Shaw no more. But she was a beast at CFCF. War stories every day. But on the flip side, she was so sweet. She was so sweet. Charlene. You know what I'm saying? That might be why I like you so much, Charlene. Curry. Okay. TK Wright says, in NYC, there are tons of female correction officers. They don't play. Much respect to the women that do that job. I know there are a lot of women CEOs. And in major counties, they make decent money. Now, I have heard about some CEOs down south that don't make no kind of money, you know, $12, $13 an hour and all of that. That ain't the case up here. It's not the case. Carol Chamberlain says, I have friend female police officers, and her husband has a problem with her salary and her position. Now, she a cop. The starting salary for a police officer, now, ask me how I know this shit. And in Philadelphia now, it's like $57,000 a year. $57,000. So if her man has a problem with his woman making $57,000 a year, that's a sorry ass nigga. But let's say she didn't just start. So she's been on the force for a minute. So let's up the ante. If you hating on your wife because she making 70 grand a year, you a sorry ass nigga. Because you hating on somebody that still ain't making no real money. You hating on somebody that's making some decent money. But you ain't hating. You ain't hating on nobody that's making no real money. You still a five-figure nigga. So let's say she made 90. You still a five-figure nigga. Let's say you made 98, 99,000.9, 90 cents. Well, $99,999.99. You still a five-figure nigga. Okay, if you made 125, you a six-figure nigga, low six-figure. You're still not upper middle class yet. But he might really be hating on her because she a female cop, and she might be mean, thinking she the shit. You know how cops be, you know. I'm talking about a male-dominated society. You know how cops be liking to throw their weight around. You know, they used to people having to do everything they say. Get up against the wall. No, I ain't getting up against the wall. You might try to put a finger in your ass, in my ass, shorty. We don't do that. And you ain't at work. Miss Crid, I'll mush you in the face. Fuck out of here. Better go over. Shit, you ain't getting this collar. Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. Crazy. Stop fucking with y'all. Hey, stop fucking with you. Oh, she's a lieutenant. Oh, she's a white shirt. Okay. Charlie said, I am sweet. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes. Yes. Oh, so is she a lieutenant? She's a six-figure nigga. Six figures? But she's still lower middle class. She ain't a 200,000, you know, six figure nigga. You know, you get a little bit above 100. Not a lot. Slow down. Slow down. But, you know, it's a good. It's, you know. Yeah, right. Says female cops and female correction officers tend to have to show their tougher side more often so that folks won't think that they're soft. Well, that's when it kind of shows that you are soft. In my opinion, like, oh, okay. So you saying that you have to huff and puff in order to blow this house down? I don't know. I don't know. Do we still live in a male-dominated society, though? Do we decimal system live in a male-dominated society? I think that there's evidence to support that we do, and I think that there's evidence to support that it's starting to even out a little bit, or maybe even flip-flop. Maybe. But one thing is for sure, in the black community, I don't think that men are running the black community. I hate to say it because I'm a black man, but I don't think that we're running it. And if we are, I need to find the areas of our dominance. Where we at? We're not dominant in the home. I'm sorry. No way you can argue that. We are female single family in it to death. To death. To the point where it will probably be hard for y'all to name 5 2-parent families that you know of. In your age frame. I ain't gonna make it that easy. Because you'd be like, oh, my grandparents, and then my mom, and nah. In your age group. We're gonna show what today's society is all about. I don't know. TK, right, says, women have more influence as time goes on, but it's still male-dominated. In the black community? All right, just give me a couple of examples. That's all I want. Couple of examples. And then David says, I know several couples. Okay, cool. You know 5? I know a lot of married couples where the male still they got children and the male still ain't the fucking head of the household. That motherfucker got jerked. Like, dude, you gotta step up. TK Wright says, black men don't realize where they rank. Just on the strength that black women still want black men at the head of the family. Yet, I know a lot of black women want black men at the head of the family. But guess what? A lot of black women don't want it. And they seem to be overshadowing the women, the black women who do want it. Like the black women who want their men at the head of the household sort of are playing the background. Like, fuck all that feminism shit. Shit, I'm in the polls, not holes. I need me a pole over here. Shit, the I don't need a man movement is strong as fuck. I don't know if it's dominant, but it's strong, and its strength cannot be denied because you hear it every day. You see it every day, especially on social media. I don't need no man. I don't need no man. You're going to hear it on the records that you hear. And I don't need no man. I don't need no niggas. I got my own thing. I got my own figures. I got my own thing to do. I got my own crew. Got my own money. Got my own car. Own place. I pay for my own education. I face all the obstacles that out here today. I'm my own shit. And I'm going to make it my own way. I don't need no man telling me what to do, what to say, how to be ill, what to do with my body. I don't care what he got to say. You ain't my father. I didn't have no father. I don't need no father. I could do without a father. TK Wright says, I was answering the original question of the show with my other response. Oh, yeah, cool. The stock market, where are the females who dominate? I'm sorry. You talking to a man who don't give a fuck about the stock market. I mean, I don't know how to stock my house. I'm sorry, that ain't my lane. You know what I'm saying? You know, that ain't my lane. But that ain't no black people's lane. I mean, there are plenty of black people who know how to play the stock market. But we... I'm going to go out on a limb and say this. Even if there were more women that were dominant in the stock market, I wouldn't really give a fuck. Because that does not do anything for me. Or us. It just doesn't. The stock market, that's not for us. It's corporate America type shit. You know what I'm saying? Dang. Our problems are so deep, way farther than the financial, but when you start talking about the stock market, stock market will never put food on our tables. It'll never give our children any kind of consciousness or direction in life. It just doesn't solve or even address any of our problems. TK Wright says, black women want it. They are just fronting as a defense mechanism. Fear of rejection from the black men who seem to want everyone else but us. Interesting. Interesting. So you telling me that these dykes out here ain't really dykes? Is that what you telling me? They just out here living a lie.
That what you tell me?
I mean, you could be right. I mean, much as much flip-flopping as they be doing and all them damn kids they got. Look, you could take down your titties, but you can't make your kids go away. Let me stop because remember, all I talk about on this show is being Jay. Yo, thinking of that shit last night. Yo, I'm sorry, yesterday. You know, I thought about that shit. I was like, that person from yesterday claimed that they was a new user. And I'm like, wait a minute. They knew that the Legacy of a Nation show was my dad's show. How if you're a new user, how did you know that? That sounds like somebody who knows me personally. Then you said, because that was the only second time on the show. Then they said, all I talk about is being Jay. Now, it was months ago when I even defined what being Jay was. I haven't done that in a month or two or even three. That was about 4 or 5 months ago when I explained what Jay was. But they knew what Jay was. I was like, well, that's awfully odd because I hadn't explained that. Like, if you just listened to the show for the first time today, you wouldn't be like, Jay, what is Jay? What do you mean by Jay? Who is Jay? You talking about Jay-Z? Who is Jay? What is Jay? But they knew who it was. So I'm thinking like, I don't think that was a new user. I don't think so. But when they come back, we'll see. If they come back. I don't think it was a man either. I don't think so. Muslim from Philly. Got a funny, I smell Rizad on that, on this at. I smell Rizad on this at. I smell a Rizad on this at. Let's see, T.K. Wright says, my brother was a stockbroker big time. There were not a lot of women in the industry at all. So no lady wolves on Wall Street. We got to get ready to get on up out of here. Carol Timberlake says, here we go, and I'm a black Muslim woman in Philly. Yeah, you notice that they kept saying that they black men, that black, they a black man Muslim in Philly. You ain't no man. You might be a Muslim, but you probably ain't that either. Beauty, I cannot see. Cherry says, I guess they out here living a lie, because if they can find a good black woman, man, why wouldn't they? Everybody wants to be loved. Well, you might not want a black man woman because you might want a black man dick. And there are just some things, a lot of things that a real dick can do that a plastic dick just can't do. You know, like generate wetness just from the skin. It can also bust. A lot of women like that. You know, the final, you know, the actual ejaculation. A lot of women go for that. And and the way that a man moves. See, in order to work the dick right, you actually have to feel that on the inside. And a dyke just can't feel that. She's faking the funk. She's riding, you know, what do you call that electronic horse thing that people try to ride for 8 seconds? You know what I mean? Mechanical bull. It's like a mechanical bull. Sure, it's jerking you the way that they say that a horse jerks you, but it's not actual or factual because it's not a horse. So it's just simulated. So that a way that a man works his dick inside of a vagina. You can't do that with a strap on. I've seen them chicks with their little strap on work. I'm like, that is not, your stroke game is garbage because it ain't real. It's strapped on. One false movement and you'd be strapped off. Plus, a real dick gets hard and harder during sex, depending on a man's excitement. A strap on in one size. One size big or whatever. It's just not the same. A real dick can reach crevices inside of a vagina that a strap on just can't. Plus, as crazy as it sounds, some women just really enjoy the company of a man, even if they don't agree on everything, because they understand or appreciate that male energy, that masculine energy, the same way that a man appreciates that female feminine energy that's so different from his. And that's why those opposites attract the way they're supposed to. You know, Annette Davis says, could have been someone you blocked in the past, or somebody who blocked me in the past, or somebody. I think I have some suspicions of who it might be. I don't know. But when they wrote, they said, you talking real greasy, homie, but then they wrote, and everybody who, I know it was somebody that I knew on Facebook. There's no way around that. Because they know a lot of times I write, A-I-G-H-T. I saw that shit, I was like, let me get this straight. You know, by my dad's show, Jay, so you've listened to this show, you've watched this show way before you said that you did. Then I'm sure it's just a coincidence. TK Wright says, I can't. We are not doing this. Oh, it's too late. Strap on. Yeah, a strap on is a strap. That shit is tied to you. A dick ain't tied to you. It's attached. One false move and it goes down. One correct excitation and it goes up. But y'all women, y'all know how it is. Y'all been with men before, and you've seen how much harder he gets when he's about to climax. And if he holds that back, and you just got a real big, thick member all up in you, pulsating, and he's hitting walls, he's breaking down walls. Like a strap-on just can't do that. Like a strap-on ain't going to keep you wet. It's skin to skin when it's male and female, real male and real female. It's skin to skin. That makes a woman get wet. That strap-on shit, that shit ain't going to make you get wet. You made you get wet. Not that. You exciting yourself when you basically jerking off. And if you are a woman who needs penetration, then you like men. It don't matter what you, I don't care who your girlfriend is. You like men. Now, your girlfriend who wearing a strap on, I don't know what the fuck she like. Because you running around here with a dick on you. But at the same time, to feel pleasure, you got to get ate out. And listen, a dyke can do a whole lot of things sexually, but one thing that a dyke cannot do is get their dicks up. It can't do that. Can't do it. So she got it. Vinay Hardesty. Well, that's a familiar picture, Vinay. What's going on, Vinay? How you feeling? You look so familiar, Vinay. Good to see me, some you. That's what's up. Charlene Curry, talking about some. Thank you for sharing your knowledge of our inner feelings as a female. Anytime. I don't know how y'all feel on the inside, but I know what happens. I know what happens when a man and a woman get alone. When a man and a woman are alone, whether they just having a conversation or whether they are in a sexual relationship. I know exactly. I can tell you a whole lot about that. And I ain't just guessing. I'm talking about what they said, you know, real life accounts. I was like, you got to write this down because I need to. Yeah. Anyway. All right. Look, even Robin is like, what is being Jay? See? Look, Rob, I'll inbox you and tell you. I don't want to give it away here because just in case the person is listening in the background. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man, we about to do these birthday shout-outs, man. Get on up out of here. I didn't mean to do this show this long. Annette Davis says, shit, I would give almost anything for some male companionship right now. Fuck that. I don't need a man. Oh, fuck that. I don't need a man shit. Uh-oh. Looks like a love connection going on. Holla at Carrie. Show husband says, I'll be back. I have to take a cold shower. Okay, don't put me on blast. All right. They'll never know you were here through me. All right, y'all, let's do these birthday shout-outs and get on the body. Let's do these birthday shout-outs and get the fuck on the body. Yeah, I say. All right, we have some birth. Oh, shit. What'd I do? I fought up. Nah. Hold on. Okay. Hold on. There we go. All right, we have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious October 26th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Number one out the box. Mark G. Davenport, happy birthday to you. And Shaniqua Miller, turning 32 years old today. And Brandy Green, turning 33 years old today. And Laverne Hummel, turning 57 years old today. And Richelle Mothersill? Happy birthday to you. And Shay Hall, happy birthday to you, Shay. And Taya Sowell, turning 35 years old today. And Tyra Montgomery. Happy birthday to you and my girl going all the way back to the 1992. To the 1992. Shanee Halima Brown. And last but certainly not least, my girl used to come on the show and do all her psychic readings. And she was really good and accurate and popular on the show. Shanice Niecy Jones. Happy birthday, Shanice. Niecy Jones, all up in the house. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious October 25th anywhere out there in the world. October 26th anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. The rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. You do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. You do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard. Go for yours. And remember, hey, yo. Listen, man, we ask the question, do we still live in a male-dominated society? I guess the answer is not a simple answer, and it's not a straight answer, and it's not just a single answer. I guess to some people it is. I guess when you look into it, for other people, it's not. And to a lot of people, maybe the tides are turning, you know, the place is shifting. But one thing is for sure, our story, the black side of the story, is always a little bit different than the rest of the stories surrounding it. Whether we live in a male-dominated society or not, for our people, for us, for me, you, the black man, woman, child, and even the black animals, the black man, woman, children, and pets, we got to figure out a way to advance. We have to do more to come together and stop harping so much on who is the dominant one. Sure, there has to be leaders in every situation. You'll never have a situation that is going anywhere if they don't have some type of leadership. Somebody has to be the leader. Somebody has to be a good follower and a gatherer and promoter of other people. And if everybody understands their role and plays their role correctly from the head on down, then things seem to work out pretty well. So I wouldn't be the one to obsess over, yo, my woman makes more money than me. She run everything. She tell me what to do. I make the choice about whether I want to submit to my woman or my woman wants to submit to me. But I honestly believe that men and women submit to each other at all times. You can't be the one that gets your way every single time in every single instance. You have to give some. You have to be able to take some. It's give and take. It's give and take. It's give and take. It's give and take. It's not all give and receive nothing. It's not all take and never give anything. Find some balance. Find a way to coexist with each other and appreciate each other. I mean, show a little love. A little bit of love is all it takes. A little bit of love goes a long, long way. A little bit of love is all it takes. A little bit of love is what we... I want y'all to have a good night, man. Appreciate y'all coming through. Love y'all to death. You know what I mean? You know, all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. Love y'all to death. Resuscitation and love you right back to life. If you haven't liked the show yet, make sure that you like the show. If you haven't shared the show yet, make sure you share the show. If you haven't subscribed to the channel, subscribe to the channel. Subscribe to the channel. Subscribe to the channel. Make sure that we down like a submarine. Struggle to keep your sneaks clean. We like a sunbeam shining all night. Making sure things right. We don't always have to agree. As long as you see me for the man I am, the woman you are. We all like the sun, moon, and stars and get far. And we going to make it all right today. Yo, son, 752 Daily Go Get a Mizzle. What's Jay? Ain't nobody Jay. We'll get down that way. You know what I'm talking about? I'll give you that explanation later on, Robbie, Rob, and Ming. All right, y'all. So let me get Blog Talk on up out of here. Peace, Block Talk. Please, peace, Block Talk.